The AfriMed Construction Index for the first quarter of this year has indicated the same trend as bleak as the overall South African economic activity. But for the first quarter, the construction index levels increased on a year-on-year basis. And on the line to talk to us about it is economist Roelof Botha for more insight. Roelof, thank you so much for your time. Before we actually talk about the findings for the first quarter, perhaps you can school us a little bit on the construction index and how exactly it's put together and what does it aim to tell us?
Yes, certainly. What we find in South Africa is that you have various individual indicators related to construction. For instance, confidence surveys, value of building plans passed, value added by construction, etc. And these are published intermittently, some of them quarterly, some of them monthly, and they tend to be haywire. You know, the one is shows an upward trend, the other one shows a downward trend. And what we decided to do at AfriMed is to consolidate 8 of the key quantifiable indicators into a composite index where we apply a weighting, and the weighting is pretty heavy in favor of building materials. Mind and the sales value of building materials. We that's right in the beginning of the supply chain, which we think is a very good indicator, and it's also related to the AfriMed business model.
All right. So let's talk about the findings for the first quarter with regards to this index. What exactly came out of it?
Well, the good news is that year on year there was a slight upward trend upward of 1.2%, but if you take out the value of buildings completed within the larger municipalities and the metros, which increased at an incredible rate, then it was still negative. There's a traditional dip in the first quarter. And the fact is that since the base date of first quarter 2011, the construction, the AfriMed Construction Index has underperformed marginally the GDP. And that is a huge concern to us because we need houses and we need infrastructure.
Right. Since the index was put together about 8 years ago, what sort of trends have you picked up over the years?
Well, it's very clear that political uncertainty and policy uncertainty has a negative impact on the index. And it's also very clear to us that ever since Joe Marcus retired as governor of the Reserve Bank, when we South Africa enjoyed a real repo rate, that's now the official repo rate, minus CPI of about 3%, and the economy grew at almost 3% per annum. Since he retired, the new MPC members have apparently lost the plot because they've taken the real prime rate to 6%. That is an increase of 100%. And, of course, construction is in many instances capital intensive, the building of a house, the expansion of infrastructure. So this has had a huge detrimental effect on this industry.
So last night you have President Cyril Ramaphosa delivering his State of the Nation address. And in aspects of that speech, he does touch on what he plans to do in order to revitalize the construction industry. One of those is, of course, to set aside 100 billion rand to seed the infrastructure fund. Outside of this, what else can we be doing, particularly from a policy point of view, or any suggestions in order to drive that growth?
Well, it's something which is so obvious. It's so glaringly obvious. If it was a snake, it would have bitten them, you know. And that is to revive, just initially, with a small tranche, the RDP housing program. They can borrow 100 or 200 million US abroad at a Mickey Mouse interest rate. They can service that debt with the broader tax base, which will emanate from employment creation. And once you start building decent brick-and-mortar houses in South Africa, you obviously employ mainly made in South Africa materials. The whole supply chain is reeks of made in South Africa, including the labor, apart from maybe a couple of Zimbabweans. But that's not the end of the world. And, you know, it's such a good idea. I mean, when we were building these houses en masse, we built 3 million during the latter part of Mr. Mandela's term of office and the first half of the first 5-6 years of first term Mbeki's term of office. And the economy was growing at one stage at 5% per annum in real terms for 4 years in a row. So, I mean, this is such an obvious one, but then we need to restore the functionality at the municipalities. And that can be done with the right skills. The answers to many of our problems lie in good policies and good skills. That is the difference.
When it comes to the outlook for the second half of the year, are you optimistic?
Absolutely. I mean, the amount that has been promised by this new partnership between government and the private sector is running at just under 1 trillion rand. It is frightening. So quite frankly, I think a lot of businesses, individual investors, will decide after the elections, which it was a pretty stable outcome. No great surprises. I think they've decided that, well, we're here to stay. Let's start putting our money into creating jobs and expanding our businesses. There was this wait-and-see approach the whole of last year. And then in the beginning of the year, because of the uncertainty surrounding the election outcome, there was a fear that the radical political parties would gain a lot of ground, and that did not materialize.
All right, Dr. Botha, let's leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That was economist Dr. Roelof Botha.